Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless. Welcome to Day 34 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is An Unselfish Leader. Max Dupree said, "The first responsibility of a leader is to define reality. The last is to say thank you. In between, the leader is a servant." Our text today is Joshua 19, verses 49 and 50. When they had finished distributing the several territories of the land as inheritances, the people of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua, the son of Nun. By command of the Lord, they gave him the city that he asked, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and he rebuilt the city and settled in it. Joshua is the last to receive his inheritance. It is the mark of a good leader to honor others as more important than himself. While little has been written from commentators on Joshua 13 through 19 as a whole, there were two great writings on Joshua 19, 49 through 50. Observe Colin Peckham's comment from his work, Joshua, a devotional commentary. Notice the timing of the gift. It surely is the mark of a great and humble leader to wait for all others to receive their inheritances first before being given his. Selfless Joshua waited for all the others to receive theirs first. Notice also the transparency of the gift. The children of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua. He received it in an official way. It was approved by the public. There was nothing underhanded. No one could say that he used his position to manipulate his allocation. The touchstone and basis of the gift was the word of God. According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which he asked for. We have no record of the giving of this word by God, but this gift must have been based upon the promise of the Lord. The people were glad for him to have it. Notice the testimony of the man. Joshua rebuilt the city and dwelt in it. Unlike those of the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua labored, despite the fact that he was an old man and he established his inheritance. He was responsible and faithful to the last. Notice finally the typology of the inheritance. He asked for the city, rebuilt it, and lived in it, just as our heavenly Joshua receives his inheritance in the saints, seen in Ephesians 1:18, rebuilds his church, and dwells therein. Notice also the following commentary from David Jackman's book, Joshua, People of God's Purpose. Joshua 19:49 through 51 concludes the narrative of the allocation by focusing on Joshua's own personal inheritance given to him by the people of Israel in accordance with the command of Yahweh. During the whole process of the distribution, Joshua has been wise, motivational, and an impartial leader with no apparent concern for himself. Like Caleb, he had received God's promise back in Numbers 14:30 that he would dwell in the land, and he was probably content to rest in that. Certainly his inheritance here at the end of the unit is intended to balance the inheritance given to Caleb at the beginning. In fact, these three verses bring a sense of completion to the section. Being from the tribe of Ephraim, he asks for a city in their territory to settle back among his people at Timnath-Serah in the hill country. This is where he would die and would be buried. The uniqueness of his life of service is matched in the gracious kindness of the Lord with the unique gift of a city as his personal possession, even if it had to be rebuilt. Questions. What are your thoughts on Colin Peckham's remarks? What are your thoughts on David Jackman's comments? How special is it that Joshua waits until last to receive his inheritance? What What else stands out to you about Joshua's great leadership? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for our leaders. Today, we pray for them. Please show us how to be good leaders so that we can reflect you to all the people in our lives. In Christ's name, amen.